News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israeli delegation is in Qatar for talks on a possible Gaza hostage and ceasefire deal. This comes as later today, Benjamin Netanyahu is due to visit the White House to meet with the US President Donald Trump. Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times, joins us. Mark, just bring us up to speed firstly, because we've been talking about a potential ceasefire for quite a number of days. Is it looking more likely now, do you think?
Good morning. There is cautious optimism that during Netanyahu's visit to Washington, which will last until Friday, there will be an announcement by President Trump on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. But it's far from a done deal. As you mentioned just now, the proximity talks are taking place with Israeli and Hamas delegations in Qatar, if you like, dealing with the nitty-gritty of a ceasefire deal, to what areas the Israeli troops will withdraw, how will the humanitarian aid be distributed during the ceasefire process, and crucially for Hamas, what will happen after the initial 60-day ceasefire, which we hope will be clinched during the Netanyahu visit. Will this lead to a total end to the war as they want, and if so, under what conditions?
What is your read on that? Will it do that, do you think?
Well, it's stage. Let's first of all hope that the sides can agree to the initial 60-day ceasefire. If so, half the hostages will be released. There are still 50 hostages in Gaza. Israel believes 20 of them are still alive. Under the emerging agreement, half of those hostages will be released during the 60-day truce, during which the sides will try agree to a permanent end to the war. It's clear that President Trump is losing patience, and he wants this war over. He wants this to be a feather in his cap, that he can be viewed as a man who brought peace, not necessarily to the entire region, but certainly to end the Gaza war. So there will be intense pressure from the Americans, particularly on the Israelis. Now, Trump has a number of carrots to offer Netanyahu. He can propose a very significant expansion of the Abraham Accords, bringing more Arab and Muslim countries to recognize Israel and normalize ties with Israel. He can also promise Israel that Iran will not be able to reconstitute its nuclear program and its ballistic missile program. So we can expect from President Trump the carrot and the stick as he talks this week with Netanyahu.
Okay. All right. Well, look, thank you indeed for that update. Mark Weiss there, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.